Yo.
Hello?
Can you guys hear me or not?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All
right. Bet.
All right, we're just going to, like, go over general view before we start the podcast. Yeah, I'm going to edit everything and stuff. So what do you guys want to talk about mostly? I'm gonna make a bunch of, like, bullet points of what we want to discuss. We're going to start making it a little bit more organized from now on, so we're just not jumping around. All right. First topic of discussion is obviously, I think, free agency, right?
Right.
All right. Agency. All right. Within free agency, like, I need your guys' opinions. Like, what do you guys want to talk about?
Specifically. So as a whole, like, honestly.
Yeah, but, like, we'll try to be, like, trade. A little bit organized about it, right? Because, like, we want to go over, like, you know, today's, so, for example, signing. Like, today's signings? Okay. All right, today's signings. Brandon. All right, I'm going to put that under you, Brandon. You're going to explain that more, please. All right. And then Taha will have a rebuttal to comment on that more. Okay. All right. Aside from free agency, what else is there, guys? That you guys want to discuss?
I say rookies.
Rookies, okay. Rookies / contracts. Up and coming stars, basically, is going to be the point. Stars. Should we put that under Taha? We'll let Taha start that discussion. We'll let you have the rebuttal on that. All right, we're going to start now. 3, 2, 1. This is the Opposing Viewpoints podcast. Today we have Brandon and Taha joining for our Sunday NBA discussions. And so we're going to be mainly discussing free agency this week. And we'll start with Taha. What do you think has been the biggest free agency move you've seen this week, Taha?
Kevin Durant to Brooklyn is definitely the biggest one right now. Kawhi Leonard's decision will be coming up soon. We don't know where he's going exactly. But Kevin Durant, Kyrie, and DeAndre Jordan's decision going to Brooklyn was extremely huge.
Yeah, and explain, like, why you think he went to Brooklyn.
He's always wanted to play with Kyrie, in my opinion. You know, he's always showed that he's always showed love for Kyrie. He's always enjoyed playing with Kyrie. He says that Kyrie is the type of player you'd like to play with, so I'm not shocked that he went to Brooklyn.
Okay, so he didn't go for the team. You're thinking he just went for the player that's going there.
Yeah.
Okay, any comments on this, Brandon?
I believe KD is a big signing. I also believe the Jimmy Butler going to the Heat. That was interesting to me. I didn't quite understand that move, but I mean, that's just the way he wants to lean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I totally get that, but I think that move is more about money, like, isn't it? Like, what did he get? Like, do you think he's gonna get a big contract there?
Yeah, he getting a max, yeah. But you know, there's other teams that was offering him maxes.
Yeah, but can he get the super max though?
Not from the Heat.
Okay. All right, so like, what's your biggest free agency move? What do you think it is? I personally think it's the Durant going, you know, to the Nets. I think that's obviously the biggest, but if you think it's bigger, let me know. As far as you see.
There's been, you know, I will say this, right? And this, I think Kristaps Porzingis got a max contract as well. And all these players are getting max contracts. Tobias Harris is staying. Al Horford is going to the 76ers, by the way. He's getting a 4-year, $109 million contract. Kemba Walker is a guaranteed Celtic now. And, yeah, mm-hmm. every player's been getting signed pretty quickly. You know, the only decision the main player we're waiting for is Kawhi Leonard's decision, seeing if he's going to stay in Toronto or come to the Lakers.
All right, so... Can you say it again? I'm sorry, your voice kind of broke up.
I'll say this, right? The New York Knicks are the worst organization in the NBA. They are idiots.
Everyone knew that for a long time. But, like, I think the Knicks are just irrelevant to discuss in the first place.
I know, but you know, when reports came out saying that the owner of the Knicks did not want to sign Kevin Durant to a maximum contract, the guy's a moron. I mean,
right? But do you think he's just saying that because he sound tough? Because he knows Kevin Durant's not going to sign there anyways.
There was a shot of him coming there.
Right, but I think a lot of times owners have like an ego, right? And so
yeah, but
I think he thinks that Durant just probably doesn't want to come there. And who would want to go to New York? I'm thinking Durant knows where careers die in New York. Based off of just looking at Carmelo Anthony, right? So why would he go to New York and put himself in a situation where it seems like it's always a shitty situation, no matter
who's in charge? I agree with you, but it's just like if you're not willing to offer a max contract for Kevin Durant, you might as well not even give the guy an interview. You know what I mean? So that's just me. The owner has messed up that team completely. Matt Barnes went on ESPN and said the guy should sell his team. I agree. Guy does not know what he's doing.
Right, and he's not going to sell his team because at the end of the day, they still make him a lot of money, so it wouldn't make sense for him to sell it.
Yeah, but he obviously probably doesn't – I mean, not obviously. I mean, it's proven. He doesn't care about the team.
So, moving on, explain like this: how this deal worked out, Brandon, with the Nets, Durant deal.
I think he just followed after Kyrie. He decided, he still wants to win. And he probably feels like being in New York is better for him. And he can do it with Kyrie as soon as he gets back. So,
yeah. And if it's the case that Kawhi signs with the Lakers, I do think that they're the favorites now, right, in the East, if with Durant?
Yeah, but Durant will be coming back, will be the same Durant. If Kevin Durant was to come back to what he was this year, it would have to be the 2021 season, not this season, honestly, this upcoming up season. I mean? Because it's an Achilles tendon injury, so, like, it's going to take a whole year to come.
So, I'm pretty sure that's a long-term plan. It's not, like, short-term, right? So if he doesn't have, like, direct impact next year, it doesn't really matter. I think this year is more of, like, they're going to try to, like, build up, the team slowly. And next year will – not this NBA season. I think next NBA season – will be really the Nets season. I think this is more of a build-up season, though. I do think the Bucks are going to have are probably most likely going to be coming out the East if Kawhi does decide to
leave the Raptors. I think it'd be Philadelphia.
I think it's close between both the Bucks and it could go either way. I think it's definitely close.
What do you think, Brennan?
I just think that the East is, if Kawhi leaves the East or not, even if Kawhi stays, for the most part, the East got a little bit more balanced because each team got worse and each team got better in a sense. Like, the Pacers picked up Brogdon, and that's a big piece. And now Giannis don't have a 50-40-90 guy sitting right there. That's a big loss. So, I mean, If Kawhi stays, they're probably going to be the number one seed. They was already basically the number one seed last year without Kawhi playing. So they're only going to be even better with him playing.
Okay. So, like, we have the power rankings. Like, we're not going to go through every team, but who's your top five in terms of just the whole league, not East versus West, just, like, the whole league? Like, if you just had to go, like, off the top of your head.
Top five, I'm going to have to go with. All right, it depends where it's Kawhi landing.
So, this is all hypothetical, but I do think that the Lakers are number one if Kawhi goes to the Lakers, right?
Right, because, but is he going to do that?
That's right. That's basically a repeat of that Miami team, except I feel like it's even more OP than that Miami team. Because I think that, Dwayne Wade was on, the back end of his career when LeBron did join him. Like, he was starting to decline. It was visible, right? The first year, if you remember that year, Dwayne Wade was, like, at the top of his game. And then the second year, he kind of dwindled. And he just, like, his body just started to decline overall year after year. But I think Kawhi is on the upside of his career still, and I still think he has at least a good 3 or 4 years in him where he can play prime basketball at the highest level. So I do think that, you know, as LeBron starts to decline, you can have some, you know, a slow transition between LeBron and Kawhi, where LeBron slowly starts to, like, see his low role. I mean, obviously LeBron's not declining at the moment, but I do think that he's going to slowly start to, like, shift that role towards Kawhi, and Kawhi might be the guy eventually. Him and Anthony Davis. So that's why I see the Lakers as number one, because I think that team, if it can get put together with Kawhi, is probably, you know, Showtime Lakers all over again, right? Yeah, so second team, what would you have, Brennan? So everything's all hypothetical. It's all subject to change. You guys can both discuss that. You and I want both y'all's opinion on that.
Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, I agree with them. Denver is such an underrated team. They have so many great players that have a chance to be, like, so great. Michael Porter Jr.,
yeah.
Bol Bol. Michael Porter Jr. was, like, the number one high school player until he broke his back, right, Brennan, if I'm not wrong about that?
So let's tie a free agency into this, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of this is subject to free agency. Some of the free agency seen yet. Do you guys have any idea of, like, any team, any players that could be making a move that could impact some of these top tier teams?
I think honestly, majority of the players signed today, but I guess the
there's some important people left on the table.
Yeah, there's still important people. Julius Randle going to the Knicks makes him an elite team, honestly.
Well, what happens to D'Angelo Russell? Because, like, he really had a lot of potential to take the next step into being a superstar, but he was just like, you know,
all-star.
I think superstar, right? Because he had flashes last year of being all-star, right? So I think the next step is superstar. And I definitely think that he has the talent to do it. Do you think he could end up possibly, you know, being a part of a big trade deal? Or not trade deal, a big free agency move?
Yeah, I've heard reports are coming from he's going to go to the Timberwolves. They're trying to get a sign and trade because the Timberwolves need cap space to get him, if I'm not wrong about that. Mm-hmm. So that's their biggest thing. And if that wasn't to work out, the Lakers would be like the second option.
All right. That makes sense. So overall, from what I'm getting is you're thinking a lot of these moves are just like just starting to happen. There's going to be like way more crazier things going on eventually.
Yeah, to a certain extent. Actually, the team will trade Goran Dragic to the Mavs as a part of a making cap space work on the Jimmy Butler deal.
No.
Huh?
It didn't go through.
It didn't go through?
Nope, he's still in Miami.
So what happened? Jimmy's not in Miami?
Yeah, Jimmy's still in Miami.
Jimmy Butler's going to Miami, you said 100%?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so that's a good move to see. He probably is going to like fill D-Wade's void over there. And then like an interesting team that like I've been like paying attention to from afar is to see like, you know, if the Suns make any move, right? Because Devin Booker's been there for a bit, but they're like failing pretty miserably in my eyes. And their one job is to make Devin Booker, you know, happy because he is their, you know, star.
Right.
And the Suns are kind of irrelevant in the context of the NBA, but from what I remember 10 years ago, the Suns were like a part of every discussion. And
Steve Nash.
Yeah, it was because of Steve Nash and Amari Stoudemire. And like each move on like draft night like seemed to be disappointing from a Suns perspective or a Suns fans perspective, right? Do you guys have any insight on that? On like what the Suns could do to not disappoint
Devin Booker? Yeah, they just signed Ricky Rubio at the point guard, and then they got two shooting wings now with Cam Johnson and Devin Booker. I forgot who they running at the four, but then they got eight in that center. They needed a passing point guard.
And Ricky Rubio is a perfect type of player for that team. Would you agree with that?
No, I do think so. Now, what do you think about them giving away their first round pick to Boston for the number 24 pick and
Aaron Baines? Do you think that was a good move or a bad move, or do you think they should have just taken that that pick like straight up and not like make a move?
I think should have kept the pick. There were some players on the draft board I'd rather have over Aaron Baines. That more
right, so
more potential.
Well, they still got a pick, right? They still got the number 24 pick, right?
What was their original pick?
It was definitely higher up, right? Because they were in the top 10.
Wait, they were in the top 10?
I believe they were. So I'm not 100% sure on that.
Because there was definitely multiple players that have way more potential than Aaron Baines do. If they were in the top 10, they had an opportunity to take Cam Reddish if that was the case. Unless Cam Reddish got picked in 8 or 9. Brandon, what pick was Cam Reddish?
The 10.
10th. Yeah, okay. If they were at number 10 or at that point, they could have taken Cam Reddish. And which is he is much better than Aaron Baines. He has way more potential anyways. Would you agree with that, Brandon? Okay.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't know what the Suns were thinking about that trade. Aaron Baines is a great solid backup center, but he's nothing more.
Because
nothing
so less. So I'm looking at this right now, right? Phoenix had the 6th pick in the draft, right? But that pick wasn't their pick, right? I'm pretty sure it was given to Boston.
I'm not sure.
So that was Boston's pick, but they traded it down to go take Aaron Baines?
So they traded their number 6 pick to get Aaron Baines and the 24th pick in the draft.
Yeah, I don't know if that's actually worth it. What do you think, Brennan?
No, definitely not.
That's not worth it because some of those players could be really good. Yeah, they definitely messed up on that. Aaron Baines is a great solid center, backup center, but he's the number 6 pick would probably be better than whoever the 6th pick was this year.
I think the NBA is like definitely like an interesting spot. I think we're starting to get back to where it's not like a super team league anymore. It's going to be a little bit more spread out, I think, right? Because I do think LeBron's going to retire in like 3 to 4 years, right?
Right.
As soon as LeBron retires, it's basically, aside from like maybe the Warriors having like a return to glory and like these three superstars on the Warriors somehow returning to 2016 form, and they can just go like off, pop off and go 73-9 or something crazy like that again. Aside from that, I don't really see that Warriors team being the same old Warriors team, because I do think when they got Durant, they had to give up a lot of depth, right? So I think the power balance in the NBA might shift around a little bit more, and I do think the NBA becomes a little bit more balanced and there's more chances for other teams to win in the finals now. I don't know if you guys would agree or disagree with that.
I just feel like it mainly lands on what Kawhi does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely do think in the short term, Kawhi, you know, that team's going to be the super team, basically. But what we have to remember, though, there's a big caveat to all this, right? It really comes down to how they play as a team together, right? Can they, like, work together? You see superstar teams get together, and they still struggle for some reason. If you remember when the Heat, that team first assembled, these are all ball-dominant players. And, like, what ends up happening is superstars tend to like lose their rhythm when they don't have the ball as often. And like what it looked like back in like 2010, 2011, when I was watching LeBron and watching Dwayne Wade, there was a big struggle in terms of like who was going to like control the pace of the game. Was it going to be LeBron? Was it going to be Wade? And they're both viewed as like equally talented at the time. There wasn't like really as much of a debate as to who is better. It was like, okay, on some nights LeBron's better, on some nights Wade's better. And then like the debate was up because, you know, LeBron hadn't won a championship at the time. You know, the debate wasn't really LeBron's the greatest player in the NBA, you know, but he was kind of viewed that way. But, you know, it never was that debate. So like what I'm looking at today now is like, kind of like the same situation, but in reverse, right?
where LeBron is kind of like filling, you know, is kind of like the Dwayne Wade now, I believe. And I think he has proven himself over the years, so there's not as much pressure on him. But I think it's going to be Kawhi's team eventually. And that's just my opinion. I don't know what you guys think. But I think it's going to be maybe 2 years from now. I think this is going to start shifting, or if Kawhi does go to the Lakers, this is all like, you know, predicting Kawhi would go, essentially. I think that Kawhi would, in effect, be the leader of that team, even though he is quiet, but he would basically take over that role. And so then we have this situation where we're looking into free agency and we're trying to like essentially like predict where players are going. Do you think like since all these moves are happening right now that we could have some surprise teams next year? Like, do you guys have any, let's start with you, Todd. Do you think, what's your surprise, you know, team to come out of this free agency? Like, who's going to benefit the most aside from looking at the Nets? Cause we already know the Nets are going to be benefiting the most, but, you know, what teams do you think are going to really benefit from free agency that we don't know about perhaps?
Well, that team that we don't know about.
Yeah. So like, for example, like, you know, Jimmy Butler went to the Heat. Do you think Jimmy Butler, for example, could be the difference to make the Heat go, you know, maybe to, you know, the conference finals this year, you know?
No, he's not going to be the difference for them to go to the conference finals.
Okay. All right.
It's the Celtics, actually. Kemba Walker signing actually helps the Celtics a lot because the way Kyrie played, he played with the ball. Kemba can play with, off, and on the ball. I think that will help the way he plays. And Brad Stevens is a good coach, so I think the Celtics are a good team that people are sleeping on this year. They have very good talent around that team. It is needed gelled this time around. This last season, it wasn't good because of the chemistry issues and the egos on the team. So yeah, I think a team that people are sleeping on are the Boston Celtics.
The Boston Celtics. Okay, so who do you think from the Boston Celtics is going to step up now that void is, you know, now that Kyrie is no longer there, who's going to step in and take that void from his loss? You know, because
Kemba.
Kemba, yeah, but do you think Kemba can produce like as efficiently as him down the stretch?
He was doing it last season. I believe he can.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was that Kyrie wasn't very efficient though with the
a lot of times though. People like to argue like when a player is playing in a smaller market, like for example Charlotte, they tend to perform a little better because there's less pressure on that player. Do you think this is more of a bullshit type of thought process, or do you think he can still, you know, in a way just be as productive and as good?
I think he is as productive and as good. I mean, what do you mean? Kyrie wasn't productive with the Celtics this season. He set a record of missing threes. I mean, missing, like, what was his record, Brandon, where he missed more shots than he took? He missed more shots than he took. Or there was a shot stat line that he missed, like, over 100 shots or something like that, and he barely made any.
Okay.
So that shows that he wasn't very productive on their team. So I think Kemba will fit because Kemba does not need the ball always to score. And that's a huge gimmick to Kyrie's game, is that Kyrie needs the ball and needs to be able to create his own shot. And Kyrie can't shoot off the dribble, and he can't do that. But egos were a thing too. You know, Kyrie taking shots, but like saying that the young players like don't know what they're doing and have egos. You don't say that publicly and stuff like that, so I don't think it would work out with Kyrie regardless. That's just me, though. That's what I believe.
All right. So we agree on that. Like, Kyrie definitely had a bad year. So you're saying that the Celtics will do better without him. That's overall your prediction,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. I think they will.
All right. So let's move on from that. Let's look at some other, like, deals that we have. Let's not specifically look at Kevin Durant, but let's take a look at some other free agency signings within that team. They got apparently DeAndre Jordan.
That's a very good deal. That's
so
a very good player.
DeAndre Jordan, do you think
they stole DeAndre
the same,
Jordan?
Do you think he's the same player that he was before, or he's declined somewhat?
I can't answer that. Brandon, do you have an answer to that? Brandon?
It like glitched my view. What was the question?
He was asked if
Yeah, go ahead, Don. Go ahead, ask.
He asked if DeAndre Jordan has declined from like his days with the Clippers and the Mavs. I don't know. I haven't looked up his stats though.
Nah, I just think he's as good as the players around him. He's around trash players, and he's gonna play trash. He's around better players. Play better.
Okay. Yeah. So you, basically, what Brendan is saying is he's a great role player. And he's probably all-star level with good players around him because good players make him better. But with a bad team, he's probably just a regular role player because he needs to have all-stars around him to make him into an all-star. Mm-hmm. All right.
I think they stole him, though. They stole him for 4-year, $40 million is very cheap now these days in the NBA, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, so the Sixers are finalizing a 3-team sign-and-trade to send Butler to the Heat.
No, that's not happening. Brendan denied that. Right, Brendan?
Yeah, wait. Was Goran Dragic?
Yeah, the Goran Dragic trade?
Yeah,
not happening.
Yeah, he's still in Miami.
Okay, so what changed about that?
I think
they just changed the deal. Okay, because this must be updated. It says here. This is 9 minutes old. This article I'm looking at, that's actually insane. All right. And then we're looking at George Hill, and he's going to decide to stay with the Bucks. That's another, like, free agency, you know, move. He decided not to do shit. Do you think that's a good move for him or a bad move for him? Do you think his market was too small? I personally think George Hill is just an average point guard. And I think this was a good move for him to just stay.
What was his deal?
3 years, $29 million
Bucks. That's a good deal for the Bucks. You know, the Bucks overpaid Chris Middleton, but I mean, that's a good deal for the Bucks.
Okay, and then we're just gonna keep going now, jumping around. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go to Brandon. What do you think about that Bucks move?
I think they overpaid Middleton.
You think that they overpaid Middleton?
Yeah, but they had to.
But okay, so. And do you think it was a bad move for them not to retain Malcolm Brogdon?
Yeah, terrible move. That's a 50-40-90 player. It's not the player you want to
lose. Yeah, so they didn't want to give him the money. They said that they didn't think he was worth $20 million a year.
Hey, call it like the next James Harden.
Unfortunate, right?
Like, he got better. Brogdon got let go. He's only going to get better.
And then Giannis is going to be pissed later on in a few years.
Better learn how to shoot before he pisses the other niggas.
Yeah, he's going to have to get a jump shot. All right, moving on. Let's look at the Trailblazers, right? The Trailblazers traded for Rodney Hood last season, and he proved to be an important part of their team to the Western Western Conference Finals run. They didn't make it. I'm pretty sure they didn't make it to the Western Conference Finals, right? But they were close. They reportedly agreed to a $16 million deal. Do you think that's a good deal for the Blazers or a shitty deal?
What is it, 4 years, $16
million? 2 years, $16 million deal for Rodney Hood.
That's a great deal. That's a great deal for both sides. Rodney Hood is a very good, solid bench player. And it's a good deal for Portland. You know, they got a guy that can score the ball. Off the bench, you know, you can shoot threes.
Okay, so I think for the not as important free agency deals, just make it like short and quick. You don't have to like comment much about it. All right, let's look at like Tobias Harris. He agreed to a $180 million deal to the Sixers. Do you think this was better for the Sixers, or do you think it was better to have just like prioritized Jimmy Butler and try to keep him?
At the end of the day, they need a shooter. So they traded Butler for Richardson and Tobias Harris that he wanted to play with Richardson.
Do you think Tobias Harris earned that $100 million contract?
For the most part, he's almost an all-star level player, so
The way contracts are now today, do you think this is just a general question for both? Do you like the way the contracts are? Or do you think some of these players are getting overpaid? What do you think?
I like the fact players are getting paid because, you know, Gilbert Arenas said it on his podcast himself. He's saying the owners are pretty cheap. You know, they try to do the most to make sure that they can get a player for cheap. And, you know, I think it's good that the NBA has higher standards for players getting more money, you know? because you want to see these guys get more money because, you know, they're producing on the court. Yeah. They're doing all the stuff. So I like it. I like the fact that they get paid a lot.
Right, and I agree with that too. I'm actually in favor for this is going to be a little bit of a different discussion. I'm in favor of them actually reducing, getting rid of the salary cap. Or not the salary cap, getting rid of the luxury tax. So that, in effect, you know, the salary cap wouldn't even be a matter, a problem. But the only downside to that is, like, the big teams will always get the best players. So then the smaller teams will always be left with the crumbs. But then, but if you did do that, I feel like you would see way much, like, way many more teams be way more aggressive in free agency. And, like, they would probably offer, like, so much money that, like, you know, it would blow your mind. But that would actually kind of just
like
tell
the,
you
like
that
baseball
the
does?
Profit is way more. Yeah, like what baseball does, right? Yeah. Like, okay. All right, moving on. That was just discuss. That's a discussion for another time. Rubio joining the Suns is what we were discussing earlier. And do you think this is a good chance for him to prove himself a little bit more?
I mean, how old is he?
I mean, he's definitely getting older. But
to prove what? He hasn't proved anything in the league. I mean, he's proved he's a very average point guard. I don't think he has anything to prove anymore. Honestly, I think he's going to help the Suns team. You know, he's a very good point guard.
He's 28 years old, though. You know, so he's still young.
He's still young, but like he hasn't really done anything. Like, wow, we want this guy. You know what I mean?
Do you think that's his fault, or do you think it's his injuries he's had over time? Over the course of his career, he's had many injuries. Do we want to like put some of the burden on injuries, or we want to just blame him completely?
It's hard to say. You can blame injuries, but at the end of the day, he's literally have stayed the same. So like the last couple of years, he's been pretty healthy since 15 till 19. So like he's played almost like every game of the season. So
okay.
And also, yeah, for only two seasons where he was unhealthy, it's just that he's improved, right? He's improved as a player, but he hasn't improved to the point where he's like, okay, this guy, we need to get him, right? Like, you would rather get, like, a D'Angelo Russell over him if you had the option to, you know, for, like, certain teams. You know what I mean?
I agree. Let's move on. I think that you're 100% right on that. Yeah, is there anything you want to say about that, Brennan, actually, before
we move on? No, I agree.
I think Rubio is, like, definitely, like, you guys are right. He's in the past, but he's still a solid player, I think.
Hey, he's a very good point guard.
Lamb will sign with Indiana. What do you guys think with that?
I could care less if he signed in Indiana. I'm sorry. I don't care what Jeremy Lamb does.
But $31.5 million contract.
That's great for him, man. I like players getting paid, though, because, you know, okay. These guys don't get the opportunity.
Let's move on then. If you guys don't think that's a significant free agency splash, then move on.
What happened to Bojan Bogdanović? Where did he land?
Jazz.
Oh, that's
a
good
move. Yeah,
I don't
think he's made his decision yet.
Jazz. Oh, that's a good move for the Jazz.
Okay, well, we'll go one by one, right? Because I think I was going to bring him up eventually, right?
Okay.
Let's go and take a look at Bucks deal with Brogdon to the Pacers. Do you think this was a shitty deal for the Bucks overall, or what do you guys think? What thoughts on this overall, this deal? I'll let you guys discuss it.
Go ahead, Brennan.
They just had to do what had to be done. Like I said, I think it's just going to be the next James Harden situation where a good player on a good team gets traded and they go be better somewhere else.
I'm all brooding for Malcolm Brogdon. Yeah, I think it was a good pickup for the Pacers. You could help with Victor Oladipo on the backcourt or the front court, whatever it's called. And then, you know, it'll help. What kind of injury did Oladipo suffer this year? I need to know.
All right, you should Google it.
Let's see. Because I think those two can be a very good solid backcourt or whatever you guys call it.
I definitely think so. And then, what do you think about all this, Brennan?
No, I'm just that. I just think it's a,
Do you think Brogdon is going to be the future of the Pacers and he's going to be marketed that way?
I mean, I'm not sure how much you can market in Indiana, but I'm pretty sure that, you know, him and Oladipo is going to be the biggest thing.
I definitely think so. Well, I still think the Pacers are relevant, but that's my opinion.
They was good and without Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah, they were definitely good without them, but maybe they'll take their next step into being, like, you know, great. Moving on, because I think this team is this deal is not as relevant today. I think it's gonna be relevant more in a couple of years.
J.R. Smith landing to the Lakers. I agree.
Porzingis signs a max deal with Dallas. What do you guys think of that? Do you think he's the next Dirk?
That's hard to say.
That,
I mean,
of
I,
that team. Or do you think he's not?
I think he's a very good power forward. I think it's hard to say he's going to be the next Dirk because, you know, he's very young still. We haven't seen much of him. To be fair to Kristaps Porzingis, he played with the Knicks, and the Knicks are a shitty organization. So we never really got to see what he can actually do. We know how good he is. Like, he's a beast. So it was worth signing. It was worth signing him for a max contract. There was no need to really hesitate about that. You know, this is the same team that hesitated to sign Kevin Durant to a max contract. So,
yeah, I agree with you.
To give him
yeah. All right, we're just gonna keep going. Let's start. I'm just gonna increase like the speed, so we can get through it because it's a really long list. So I'm just gonna want like quick yeses or nos. All right.
All right, bet.
Cool.
Porzingis signing with Dallas. Good or bad?
Good.
Oh. Good. Good.
Good. All right. Ross is gonna stay in Orlando. Good or bad for Orlando?
Good.
All right. Taha?
I think it's good.
You said too, Brandon, you said good too?
It's good, yeah.
Okay. Rose to join the Pistons. Good or bad, Taha?
I like it for Derrick Rose, you know. I don't know who is the point guard for the Pistons. I don't know. So
okay. So we don't want conversation. Yeah, okay. This is like a yes or no time, right?
Yeah, it's good for him.
Ready to sign with the Pelicans. Good or not? Brandon.
Yes. Good pickup.
It's a good pickup for the Pelicans.
Just say good or bad. Just say good or bad.
It's good, but it's kind of like I'm looking at it from the player's perspective. I wouldn't – if I was J.J. Redick, I wouldn't go there because I'm like that old and that team's very young. So, like, that's – it's a good signing for the Pelicans. But
so just say good or bad.
It's good, I guess. It's good for the Pelicans.
It's like – this is like a yes or no time of the conversation, right? We're trying to get through the list. Bucks bringing back Middleton. Good or bad? Taha, go.
Good.
Brandon?
Good.
All right. Warriors could possibly get D'Angelo Russell. Good or bad? Taha, go.
Bad.
Bad, okay. What do you think? Brandon, go.
Good.
All right. I think it's a good move as well, because I think he could easily play shooting guard. Knicks to meet with Bullock.
Bad.
Bad.
Go down. All right. Horford signing with the Sixers. Good? Bad.
That is good.
It's a good move.
Okay. Gay re-signs with the Spurs. What do you guys think?
Good move.
It's a good move.
Okay. Rozier plans to sign with the Hornets. Good or bad?
Bad.
Bad.
All right. What about Deadman chose to sign with the Kings? Good or bad?
Good move.
It's a great move for him.
Durant chooses the Nets.
That's a horrible move.
All right. What do you think, Brandon?
Great move.
Lopez agrees to sign a 4-year, $52 million deal.
I don't know about the years, but it's a good move.
Yeah, it's a good move.
Yeah, I think it's a good money-wise, but the years seems like what Brandon was saying is off. But then when I saw how much money that is, it doesn't seem as much for a center.
for 4 years. I feel like centers get paid 3 years, $52 million. So that's just my short take on that. Cantor drawing interest from the Celtics slash Blazers. Good or bad for the Celtics slash Blazers? Go with the Hawk.
It's good. You know, the Blazers need a good bench player off the bench with Cantor. Right. So I find it good.
What do you think, Brady? Good. Okay. All right. The President of the United States engaging in NBA talk. Good or bad? Go.
It's blasphemous, honestly.
Brandon, go.
I think it's good.
Just, good? Okay. Yeah. More advertising. Celtics engaging Nets, Hornets in three-team trade. And this is already confirmed, right? Good or bad?
Good or bad for the Nets? Or bad? Wait, okay. Let's have it this way. Bad for the Celtics? I mean, good or bad for the Celtics? Go, Brandon.
Good.
Good.
All right. Good for good or bad for the Hornets? Go.
Good.
It's good for the Hornets as well.
And then okay. And then for the last team, the Sixers.
Good.
It's good for them also. It's a good three-way deal.
Timberwolves and Russell have mutual interest. Good or bad?
Good.
That's good.
All right. Cousins open to return to Sacramento. Good or bad?
Good. Bad. No, don't go back to Sacramento.
No, bad.
Yeah.
I agree. Terrible decision. If he does decide to do that, it's like going backwards, like after going forward. All right. What do you think, Brandon, about that?
No, bad.
All right. Lakers have reached out to Seth Curry. Good or bad?
It's great. That's great.
Seth Curry, not Steph.
I know. That's great, though.
All right. Looney to meet with Rockets and Warriors. Good or bad, Taha?
Looney to meet with Rockets? I think that's good. Yeah. I think that's actually I would prefer him staying on Golden State, but that's good for the Rockets. So good.
Butler designated to sign with the Heat. Good for Butler or bad for Butler?
Bad.
Good for team or bad for team?
It's good for the team.
All right, same question, same way, Brandon. Good for Butler?
Good
or bad? Okay, good for Butler, and is it good for the team?
Good. Good for the team.
So, okay, so good on both merits. Okay, cool. Across the board, good. All right. So we seem to have covered, like, most of the free agency moves. I definitely think, like, there's going to be a lot more free agency moves happening over time. Let's just take a look at, you know, the draft class. And we'll start with Taha. Up-and-coming stars, what do you think, Taha?
Up-and-coming stars?
In this draft class, I want you to give me five arbitrary players that are going to surprise you in this draft.
I think the Wizards player, Rui Hachimura.
Okay.
Bol Bol, definitely. I think he's a steal of the draft. That's just me.
Bol Bol? Okay.
Yeah. Cam Reddish, he was a steal as well. Well, I wouldn't say he's a steal. He was picked a little bit, or he's picked top 10. So Cam Reddish, who else? Can't think of anyone else on top of my head. I think Ja Morant was. I mean, that's obvious for the Grizzlies. I like that for the Grizzlies. And RJ Barrett. So yeah.
RJ Barrett. All right, Brandon. Who do you have?
Honestly, he took up most of mine, but I'll say Hunter for the Hawks was a great pickup, 3-and-D player. Was another good pick. Harrow for the Heat, good shooter. And
are these all first round players?
Yeah, these
that
are
you guys mentioned round. So far,
well, except for Bol Bol.
Yeah.
Okay. Any second round players that you guys think that could just surprise anyone?
Bol Bol.
Bol Bol. Okay. Bol Bol was drafted in the second round.
Yeah, 44th pick.
Okay. So that's your surprise pick. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So, now of these stars, which one do you think has the most promise for these rookie talents, actually? if you guys had to put all your eggs in the basket, right? Right? And say, this is the player that's going to just, you know, be the center and we're going to build around him. Who's the player in this draft do you think is going to be that guy?
Ja Morant.
And is it Ja Morant? Okay. And why do you think that?
He can do everything on the court for a point guard.
Yeah. I will say the Grizzlies are a pretty bad team. So when he comes in as a rookie, he's going to struggle, as in any rookie point guard is going to. But definitely Ja Morant as well.
Okay. And he's on Memphis right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Zion, too. You know, I think what they've done with Zion, they built a team around.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of Romeo Langford? Do you think he's going to be good for Boston?
I don't know.
I don't know.
All right. He has apparently yeah, his strengths are his wingspan for his height. So he's a 6'10" wingspan, and he's basically been competing ever since he's a kid. Do you think he could come out and surprise people with the market he's in?
I don't think so. They still have Jaylen Brown coming off the bench or Gordon Hayward coming off the bench. So
you think he's just going to be like just a developing player, like kind of like a Kelly Oubre when he first came to the Wizards, just coming off the bench and just sort of like working his way up through the ranks?
But there is no working his way up, I don't think. I think their wings are already set.
Yeah, they have Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. So.
Unless he just totally just outclasses everyone in like practice or something.
Highly doubt it.
Yeah, I highly doubt it too. All right. So aside from that, which player did you say, Brendan? That you could you said Ja Morant, right? What did you say, Daha?
What
player you would build around?
Ja Morant. I said that as well.
Okay, so you guys have both had the same pick. Why? Both of you guys didn't say Zion. Why didn't both of you guys say Zion?
I did say – I thought I brought him up too, but I said Ja Morant. I said Zion has – I literally just said it like 5 minutes ago. Zion has a team around him where he will be able to – the team that Zion has right now is a very young team that's built around him. You know, having J.J. Redick that can shoot the ball, Lonzo that can pass, Brandon Ingram that has potential to score, and, you know, who else? I don't know who else is their center, but you know, they have good potential. I believe Zion – I think Ja Morant and Zion – have good teams built around them. Well, not Ja Morant, because Ja Morant's team is pretty trash right now. The Memphis Grizzlies as an overall squad, not a very good young squad.
Now, so basically by saying you would build Ja Morant, and both of you guys are basically saying this, by saying Ja Morant is going to be the central piece in the draft, right, or like kind of like the player that everyone wants to build around, you're basically saying that Zion is going to end up being worse than him eventually. So by making the claim that Ja Morant is the best player to build around, you guys are saying he's the steal of the draft, basically, right? That he's actually meant to be number one. Am I right or wrong?
Brandon, you can answer that question.
I just feel like the Zion is he's just has one humongous upside, and that's his ability, his athletic ability. I mean, he could pass. He could do little other things like on defense, but when it comes to it, Morant's just a more complete player for his position.
And you think he's going to end up? The main point of the question was: do you think he's going to end up being essentially like the number one guy on the draft board, basically? Like that, we come back like looking like 3 or 4 years from now. Oh, you know. Yeah, Ja Morant was actually the guy who should have went number one as opposed to Zion. Is that the scenario you guys think, or do you think you could be proven wrong?
I don't think so, because they have Lonzo on that team right now. You know, Lonzo has very good potential of being a very good point guard in this league. So it would be weird if you had drafted Ja Morant and you'd have Lonzo. Because you have to remember, this team also has Jrue Holiday on top of it. So they have, like, good point guards and guards there. So Ja Morant going to the Pelicans won't make any sense. Right, like I don't. When I think of Ja Morant, I think he's gonna be a point guard that might be able to average 25 and 10.
That is true, right? But there's the argument, right, where when you have a talent that's so good, right,
that it doesn't matter if there's already a shooting guard on the Pelicans, right? It just, that talent is so good that you have to draft him no matter what, just because he is that talented. That was the argument made with, you know, when LeBron was drafted, right? Like, there was an argument by many people that would say, oh, you know, LeBron shouldn't be drafted by the Cavaliers because, you know, if he's drafted by the Cavaliers, what if he ends up just being a bust? He came out of high school, you know? And well, there's all the logic hype behind him, right? So
yeah, but the logic behind that is it doesn't make any sense because the Cavaliers were the number one pick, and therefore when you're the number one pick team, you're most likely a team that's pretty garbage. So, like, you're not going to just...
That's not what I'm pointing out, though. What I'm pointing out is, like, what if they would have taken the number two pick, right? Based off of, like, what the rumors they heard, right? And said, hey, we don't need this because, you know, in effect, that guy's talent is going to be useless because we don't know for sure where what we're seeing is actually true. And he could just end up being the next Michael Olowokandi, you know?
Or my Anthony Bennett.
And why did we just pick number two? Who, I think number two was Carmelo, wasn't it? Or am I tripping?
No, it was Darko Milicic.
It was Darko Milicic. Was really Bar Darko? Yeah. I forget that.
Draft. Yeah, it was Darko.
The draft. Darko Milicic. Okay, never mind. That was that. All right. So, what if Bennett ends up being Darko, or not Des Bennett? What if Ja Morant ends up being Darko Milicic?
Hell no. Hell no.
All right, so that's not possible. All right.
No.
All right, moving on. We've discussed free agency a little bit. Is there a player aside from these number 30? You said Bol Bol. I didn't hear what Brandon said. Like, is there a player, Brandon, that you think that's going to surprise you and be the Gilbert Arenas of this generation?
No, I was
the agent zero of this generation.
Bol Bol was my only pick. I just don't understand why he went so low.
All right, and then like as far as like your favorite team, who did the Lakers pick up, Taha?
I don't think they've signed anybody, actually. I don't think they've
signed anybody. Oh, okay. So, I think the Lakers traded their pick away, right?
Yeah. No. They actually, no. For the draft, they drafted a player. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, they drafted Talen Horton Tucker.
Never heard of him. But I'm hoping for the best for him this year because he's on the Lakers.
Okay. Well, just taking a look at everything, right? Could you imagine being number 60?
What do you mean by number 60? Like being like in that pick myself? I'd be pissed. Yeah, I'd be pissed, but
Let's take a look at, like, you know, overall, you know, being in the second round, you don't get any recognition. IT was number 60, I'm pretty sure. Or am I wrong on that? I could double check.
He was
number 60. Could you imagine this number 60 guy? His name is Wanja Marinkovic. He's from Serbia. Shooting guard / small forward on the Sacramento Kings. And I already know why he was drafted. Vladi Divac picked him because he's from Serbia. So, and he's like, hey, it's the 60th pick, man. I don't care.
Vladi Divac geeks.
So do you think this is obviously a pick that is a biased pick by Vladi Divac? Go, Taha.
I mean, yes. I don't want to laugh at somebody because maybe he might be like a very good, like solid player. But I mean, like
I'm looking at his highlights. He doesn't look like extremely good player, but he is number 60, right? So 60 could mean D League eventually, or I think they changed the name now. I think it's S League or some shit.
No, it's G League.
Yeah, G League or whatever.
Yeah, S League. Yeah. Vladi Divac, man, he's incredible.
And this is an international player. That was the only international player drafted in the second round.
Oh, that's actually interesting.
The highest international player.
Maybe that was Vladi Divac's goal to get an international player as a second rounder, so no one got drafted.
All right, what do you guys think of Gogo Bidazidi?
Oh, who?
Gogo Bidazidi. Yeah,
never heard of him.
International player.
Never heard of him.
That's why I brought him up. Because I was like, all right. Me, all right. All right, continuing on into the free agency discussion. Mm-hmm. We discussed about, you know, all the rookie stuff. Do you think Well, not even free agency, I meant to say. Do you think some of these players that, who are rookies should get better contracts?
Rookies, what do you mean by which type of, like, draft? Like, are you talking about lottery picks or, like, just the whole draft in general?
I'm talking about lottery picks. Do you think they deserve to get paid a max contract right off the bat?
Hell no.
So let's say, for example, right? You know someone, like, for example, we get another talent, like LeBron. Does he deserve to get a max contract right off the bat? Because I would argue if someone is that talented from the start, they deserve a max contract.
I mean, you can't say that, though, because you haven't seen him play a game yet in the league. You know what I mean? Like, right. You can't be like,
But let's just predict, though, right? Or like what we can see with our eyes, right? People said when they saw LeBron back then that he was the next Jordan. Essentially, that's so much pressure on a player that don't you think that his hype deserved a little bit of that money off the start? So I'm putting a position for you to return to it. I don't agree with that position, but I'm giving you a position to argue against, right?
No, because he still needs to prove that he's worth that type of money. You know what I mean?
Okay. And Brandon, what do you think about that? Do you think players from the outset should be able to negotiate their deals a little bit better? They should get rid of the rookie minimum. Do you think they should get rid of the rookie minimum? And do you think they should raise the cap a little bit more so that since they can pay the rookies a little bit more, they raise the cap to where it doesn't affect the team? Because oftentimes what's happening in these situations is that the owner is exploiting most of their players because they know that these guys can eventually be waived and be sent down into the G League, yeah, the good league. So do you think the players union should get together with Derek Fisher and discuss this more?
Their rookie contracts are fine.
Okay. So you see no problem with the way it's structured right now?
I don't see a big enough problem to fix it now.
Okay. I agree with that because here's why I agree with that, because I think the contracts are good today because the NBA players fought for that, right? They were pretty shitty in the past, and that's why, you know, players like Jordan and like a lot of these other players nowadays, you can see that there's a little bit of sour grapes when they look at the players today, and they're like, oh, these players, they get paid way more and blah, 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 blah. But what they don't realize is that, you know, the times change and shit changes. And, like, each generation of player has realized that owners are making a lot of money, bro, a lot of profit. And who's making them that profit? The superstars, the league players that are powering that the superstar. So the reason I bring this up, right, is it's very relevant when comparing the NBA to the WNBA. And I don't bring this up because a lot of people get angry, but I think WNBA players' contracts are fair according to how much revenue they bring in. Do you guys agree or disagree?
I think they need to up their revenue. They need to make the courts a little bit smaller and the hoop and work from there.
Yeah. So, but do you think that will take away – you know, do you think that will make people watch the sport more? Or will they just say, oh, they're not equal and they had to, like, lesser their, you know, rim and shit, you know?
If you think about it, a lot of people like basketball.
Do you think society will, like, acknowledge that, though?
Yeah. The reason why people like basketball is because people see high flyers or dunkers or any of things like...
So you're saying that they should make structural change to the environment to make the WNBA more exciting.
Right.
Well, you need to be able to make more money, so I mean.
Yeah, because so there's a lot of WNBA players today who are saying, why don't we get paid like half the amount that NBA players get paid? Why am I getting a $20,000 contract when a rookie in the NBA gets a 300 and whatever, 80K minimum, I think. I forget what the minimum is now. Do you think that's a fair argument for a WNBA player to make? Because I would think it's not. They're saying that it's, you know, their labor is being exploited. What do you think, Baha?
I mean, it's hard to say because I don't know how much the WNBA
So what I'll tell you, right,
makes in a year, because the NBA makes $10 billion a year.
Right.
The WNBA might make $10 million a year, so that's like the thing.
Right. So my response, my response is, if you develop the revenue, then argue for what you're owed. But if you don't bring up that revenue, then don't argue for it, because that means you're not earning the company enough money for them to pay you that much. That's my whole philosophy behind it. I don't know what you guys think. I think you get paid like what you produce, what you make, you know?
Yeah, I will say that.
How much like, you know, because
I will say this. I think WNBA players could get a bit more money. I think like 100K is like the max contract. Is kind of ridiculous.
But but one thing you got to remember is whenever they've said, should WNBA players get more money, that's within the context of borrowing NBA owners' money. So what they would have to do is borrow money from the NBA to pay WNBA players more. I think that's wrong to do, because the WNBA is its own league, and they should produce their own profits and pay accordingly.
The NBA shouldn't be
The downside to that is that no one really watches the WNBA. So how are you going to change that? I don't think you can change that other than what Brandon suggested by maybe lowering the height of the rim, making it more exciting by like shrinking the court or something. But then I know for a fact that those same WNBA players would be against that.
Yeah.
Because then they would say that you're treating women unequally, right?
What do you think, Brandon?
What do you think about that, Brandon?
I absolutely agree.
Yeah, so that's the huge dilemma.
It's just, you never know. It's just you could try to bring up the solution. If they don't agree, then you could just leave it from there.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's definitely really complicated. But I just think that, you know, the basketball is inherently has, like, the NBA has done a really good job of marketing its players. And I think, you know, it starts from, if you go back and look as early as like the 70s and 80s, when you had Dr. Julius Erving, right? And Julius Erving was like the first to do some of like the craziest, like, you know, moves, what he did with the layups and stuff, and all these crazy maneuvers. And he kind of developed the signature, and he was like kind of like the guy that was like, oh shit, you know, that's why I want to watch the NBA, because Julius Erving's about to do some crazy ass dunk, you know? You don't have that with the WNBA, right? You don't really have that person where you're like, oh shit, I gotta see that person play, you know? Because he just fucks everyone up, you know? And I think that, like, that's honestly why the pay is lower for them. Because if you can't bring that excitement, then no one wants to see people just shoot, right? People want to see, like, action. They want to see fights. And I don't know. I think it's difficult, because when you see men's basketball, right, you see a different level of play physically. I would argue that it's not the same. I mean, I would argue that mentally it's the same level of play, right? I think mentally women can play at the same level as men. I just think physically, you know, we have science to back that, you know, the physics of a male body just seems to like work a little bit better in the context of dunking and stuff like that. We have more athletic ability in some cases. I don't think that's like, you know, a thing where you can say that, oh, this guy's sexist because he said that. You can't say that, because like, it's just what it is. You know, it is what it is, right? That's why I think, you know, MMA is like, did a really good job with, you know, like I'm crossing over a little, right? If you look at Ronda Rousey, right? She did a really good job of marketing herself. Like, there's no WNBA player where, like, when Ronda Rousey blew up, I knew about her. I was like, oh, shit. I want to see her next fight. Just see her fuck everyone up. There is no player in the WNBA where you're like, I just want to see that WNBA woman just fuck every player up. I don't really see it. You know, I don't see, like, a LeBron of the NBA, of the WNBA. I don't see, like, a Kobe of the WNBA. And if there is, and I'm ignorant to it, there obviously isn't good enough, like, you know, advertisement for it. But yeah, if we're gonna go ahead and end talking about the WNBA. Any thoughts or anything you guys want to add on to that?
No, I think the WNBA needs to be able to somehow produce more revenue in order to get players played, but that's just my opinion.
I'll give you the last word, Brandon, on this topic.
Yeah, it's just you have to figure out a way for people to want to watch it. So once you do that, then you'll start making some more revenue.
Okay.
And that's the problem. They don't make money. The NBA makes $10 billion, they make $10 million. That's the biggest problem. I don't know if those obviously aren't the right figures, but the gap is pretty obvious, though, that they don't make as much.
Right.
Okay.
And we could look into this more next week if you guys want to discuss that. Just let me know.
All right, cool.
Yeah. All right, so overall, it's been a good discussion. We're going to like have more news to talk about next week. And we'll like reassess what we think about next year's free agency in general. We're just gonna
I will say this,
expand on it more
before we get out of here. Clay signing with Golden State 100% back.
Yeah, and I think that was a given, yeah. Right? With Kevin Durant going to the Nets, that was clearly like, okay, Clay's gonna sign right. back, mm-hmm. and. Overall, anything that we haven't discussed that you guys want to chime in on? Go ahead, Tom.
I think Julius Randle going to the Knicks will make them a playoff dominant team. I honestly think that.
Do you agree with that, Brandon, or not?
No.
And why? Why don't you agree with that?
I don't agree with that either, because I think he's just trolling. But
yeah.
I think take my boy Randall seriously. He's actually good. He's just in a city organization. I believe that the most disappointing move this free agency, my opinion, is Jimmy Butler's. I feel like he could have went to a team with other teams that could have offered him a max. But picking Miami was kind of like out of no one really. Miami came out today. No one ever saw Miami coming. Like, honestly. All
right, and then last. Topic before we like quit topic. Do you think Carmelo will come back to the NBA? Go.
Yeah, there's a pretty good chance of him signing with the Lakers, actually. I think there's only one destination that would work for him. That would be the Lakers. I think the Lakers would need him for the second unit. He's a good ISO.
The fall of Carmelo, I think, has been like one of the saddest things I've seen. I don't think it's as sad as Derrick Rose, but I think it's still pretty sad. What do you think, Brandon?
I think he can reignite it, honestly. You go ahead, Brandon.
I think he should just stay where he's at, honestly. Like, he just doesn't have it anymore.
You think him not signing with the Rockets, or him being on the Rockets was probably the last team he's going to be on, and he's just done?
Yeah, I do.
I think he has a pretty good chance coming to the Lakers, I think.
I think it's like really sad, because when I saw Carmelo Anthony play for the Nuggets back in the day, 2007, 2008. He was so good that it was like, oh my god, this guy is just, he just has it. And then just to watch the slow gradual decline year by year, and like how he's just slowly becoming fatter, and he's just not expanding his game, and he's staying as a face-up shooter, and he's not expanding his defensive abilities, and he's just going backwards, and he's just relying completely on the talent that he already had, and he's not expanding like LeBron is, that you could kind of see that decline, which is what I think is, you know, the most sad thing, because you got to remember that Carmelo and LeBron were kind of like one and two back and forth, I remember at one point, and it was like, you know, oh shit, LeBron's coming? Oh damn, who's versing him? Carmelo? Oh crap. Carmelo's going to give him the work, bro. He's just as good as LeBron. He's just, you know, viewed a little bit better. You know, LeBron's viewed a little bit better. But his story has kind of went south ever since, like, you know, he joined the Knicks and left the Knicks.
I mean,
you know?
The Knicks end people's careers. They're good at that. That's what they're good at.
All right. And now, any last words on this, guys, before we end the podcast?
I think I'm telling you, Julius Randle to the Knicks, GG.
Okay. All right. This podcast will be live in about 2 days. I have both scheduled to be uploaded. If you guys want to, like, watch it or anything, it'll be up. All right.
This is a good discussion. We're going to continue it next week.
All right. All right. Bye-bye, guys.
All right.